You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.
This is New Hampshire Now on 91450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. We come to you from Concord Orthopedics. This hour of the show, presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and this segment of the program brought to you by Concord Orthopedics. Experience the difference of true specialty care by going to Concord Orthopedics. For more information, check out ConcordOrtho.com. I'm going to be joined on the program today by Dr. Pat Casey, who is an expert here at Concord Orthopedics in regards to sports medicine injuries and works with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. We're going to talk about a couple of key injuries in the NBA right now, which are very similar, and one affects Gordon Hayward with the Boston Celtics. And before we start, we should note that Dr. Casey is not treating Gordon Hayward, is just speaking on watching the video and having experience in these types of injuries and treating them in the past. And so we learned yesterday in regards to Gordon Hayward that he is going to opt for surgery, and you'll take us through the discussion of what the injury is. He's going to be out for what is estimated to be about 6 weeks. So take us through the injury and the different options that the Celtics and Hayward had for treatment and what it's going to mean for him long term.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Gordon Hayward sustained a metacarpal fracture, and the metacarpal is a bone, if you make a fist, just below your knuckle that goes to the wrist. And we have five of them, one for each finger. And a lot of times when we break a metacarpal bone, it will rotate or it will shorten and displace. And when that happens, it can cause rotational deformity of a finger, which means it's hard to make a fist and hard to grip. And so we treat these injuries a lot in sports. We see them in football and baseball and basketball, in particular boxing. One of the fractures is called a boxer's fracture because it's so common for the pinky with your when a boxer's hit somebody. But these metacarpal fractures, they have to heal in the right position. And so for them to heal in the right position, if they're not perfectly lined up, that usually requires pins or plates.
So the options here were to have pins or plates inserted or to let it heal naturally. Now, from what I understand, if you let it heal naturally, the time frame is longer than if you let it if you do surgery. Is that true? And why would one choose one or the other?
So those are good points. The first thing I would say is that we treat most of these non-operatively because most of them aren't displaced or rotated or moved very much. Obviously, that's not Gordon Hayward's case because they're choosing to operate on him. But the reason to operate is to make sure you can make a fist and have good grip strength and good dexterity of your hand. And so there's two options. One is to put pins just through the skin, so under x-ray guidance, just put pins in to hold it in place. And the other is to make a formal incision and to put a plate on with screws and to hold it. Part of what you've said is that do they heal faster if we put plates on? They don't technically heal faster, but you can rehab them much faster. In other words, once you put a plate on, a couple days later, you can start moving those fingers and getting your motion back. If you put somebody in a cast, their fingers get stiff for a little while, so it's harder to rehab, and the rehab can be a little bit longer. But the bone heals pretty much at the same rate. It's more the ability to move and rehab, which is accelerated.
So if it was his right hand instead of his left hand, his shooting hand, would you do things differently with that hand because of the fact that you need to have even more dexterity and you want it to return as much as possible to the way it was before? Does that affect one measure of dealing with it from another?
I think for a professional athlete, dexterity matters. If it's your right hand or your left hand, he's got to dribble with the right or the left hand. Obviously, he shoots right-handed. But at that level, if you talk about people who are dependent on their hands, professional musicians, for instance, or professional athletes, there's very little tolerance for error. If it was your shooting hand, you would have even less margin of error. You'd be even more aggressive usually trying to fix those to make sure you put the bone in really anatomic position and get the rehab going right away.
So what is rehab going to look like for him over these 6 weeks while he is looking to get back? And so he is we don't know exactly what this what the surgery is, but take us through what the rehab is, and then what the what you know potential problems there could be, or is it pretty straightforward that you know the 6 week timeline is generally how long this will take?
We say nothing's straightforward until everything's healed and doing well, but usually what happens is after you operate or fix the metacarpal bone, we let the skin heal. We let things settle down for a few days, and then we can start range of motion exercises. And those range of motion exercises prevent scarring, they prevent adhesions, or if the tendons that run in that area can get stuck if you don't move them quickly. And so it's really about getting your range of motion back, getting the swelling back, then they'll work on grip strength. That all will take 6 weeks, sometimes even longer. I wouldn't be surprised if this takes a little bit longer. In a good scenario, I think that 5 or 6 weeks is great, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was 7 or 8 weeks along those lines. It just depends on how comfortable the player feels by the time they are ready to go back. It's also different in football. We'll fix these and put people in a cast and usually let them play in a cast, especially if they're a lineman, because they don't rely on their hand dexterity. So in higher-level college football players, you can fix these and they can, in 3 weeks or so, be playing. That's very different than a basketball player. So there is some sports-specific rehab that goes into that and some decision-making.
I wanted to ask you about the injury itself, because we watched the video and remember watching the game in real time. And initially, it was thought to be a wrist injury because he, you know, goes into a screen against Marcus Aldridge, who's a huge dude, and it looks like his wrist moves, but then he grabbed his hand afterwards. So generally, how do these types of injuries occur? And we could move this into Steph Curry's situation as well. Of course, is one of the biggest stars in sports, and he's looks like it's going to be sidelined till the spring, and is having some, I would assume, some issues with the injury. So was it weird to see the injury occur in that type of way, where it looked like his wrist kind of swung and collided with Aldridge, and as a result of that, you know, the metacarpal injury?
Yeah, so as you've alluded to, that I've watched that video. I think you've watched it. Probably everyone has. And metacarpal injuries generally happen if your hand hits the ground almost in a fist area or hits something. As I said before, a boxer's fracture is when a boxer punches somebody or hits a wall. If we have sometimes angry patients who get frustrated and do something and hit the wall, they can break the metacarpal because of the direct impact. When Steph Curry, his video seemed to show that he landed on the ground, that's a pretty common way for that to happen. Gordon Hayward's looks a little more unusual. Obviously, I wasn't there. Obviously, you weren't there. We didn't see it. But it looks like it's less of a direct blow, and it looks like it hit more of the wrist. Now, maybe he had hit part of his hand and glanced that, which caused it to start. But it's usually a direct blow that causes a metacarpal fracture.
That is Dr. Pat Casey joining us here at Concord Orthopedics. I am Chris Ryan. This hour, the program brought to you by Riverbend Community Mental Health and Choices NH Addiction Recovery Services. And this segment of the program brought to you by Concord Orthopedics. We were talking earlier about the Steph Curry injury, and it seems that you know Curry is going to be out for a little more of a extended period of time than expected. He does expect to return this season, but he's going to have a second surgery, it says, on the left hand. Is that rare that you have to have an additional surgery, or is this part of a process because his injury is different than that of Gordon Hayward's?
So no two fractures are the same, obviously. Some are clean fractures, some are in multiple pieces. The thing I would say is that when you put pins in, you have to remove those, and I think that's what is going to happen with Steph Curry. So he's going to have a second procedure usually to remove the pins. I wouldn't say that necessarily makes it a longer recovery, but his injury probably is different. I would say that's probably the nature of his fracture is probably different than Gordon Hayward's.
So you mentioned, you know, for the everyday person like myself, generally the injury result does not result in surgery. So if a person comes in with a metacarpal fracture or another type of fracture here in the office, will you opt more often than not to not have surgery, or if it's a metacarpal fracture, is it better to have surgery?
So again, it depends on the patient population. If you're 75 years old and it's your non-dominant hand and you slip in the parking lot and injure that, most people at that age group are looking to do anything to avoid surgery for obvious reasons because of other medical issues a lot of times. And they can tolerate a little deformity. They can tolerate a little less grip strength. It's not their livelihood that they're worried about. So part of it is patient-specific. If you work in an office setting and you're typing on a computer all day, you can accept a little more deformity than you can if you're trying to dunk a basketball. So part of it is occupation-specific, age-specific, job-specific, and also how much you're willing to go through to rehab. Because as we said before, rehab is a big part of getting well. And when you're a professional athlete, rehab isn't an issue because you can do that 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. For the average person, it's a big issue because they miss work, they miss time. The copays are expensive. They have higher deductibles. And so a lot of times patients sometimes say, well, if I treat this in a cast, will I be 80% better, 90% better, you know, close to normal? And if that's the answer, a lot of times they will opt to treat it non-operatively. I would say it's a decision-making tree that the doctor and the patient make together. It's not that we don't want them to have the best result. There's just other factors that go into it. Because there are complications with surgery, obviously, that you have to be aware of. And patients who are, again, older, who are diabetic, who have heart disease, who are on blood thinners, all those things make surgery a little more complicated.
Yeah, in conclusion, you talked about the type of rehab that Gordon Hayward or an individual with that injury is going to have to go through. And time period-wise, how much time, in order to get the hand back to where he wants, how much time do you generally have to put in a day rehab-wise? And again, that's outside of all the other stuff he's going to have to keep himself in game shape.
So if you're an average person, a lot of times you'd go to physical therapy two or three times a week for an hour a session. For someone like a professional athlete who has, physical therapists on staff and on training who are world-class, excellent therapists, they can work with them indefinitely. They can work three times or four times a day with those players because they have the flexibility and the time. That is their job, is to rehab them. So it's much easier in that setting because they have a whole rehab department, essentially, that travels with the player. And so they can do it really an unlimited amount, which it will help him get back sooner and help him get his motion back earlier.
Dr. Casey, it's always great to see you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That is Dr. Pat Casey joining us here at Concord Orthopedics. This hour of the program brought to you by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and this segment of the show brought to you by Concord Orthopedics.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.